So late yesterday, the National Treasury and the Reserve Bank issued this joint statement to deny the claims and the explosive claims made by Tokyo Sekhwale about the billions of rands earmarked for the poor in the so-called heritage fund that had been stolen. And the implication was that the two institutions had been, if not actively involved, then at least somehow negligent in allowing that money to disappear. So we had the statement yesterday, and if you read it, I'd love to know what you thought about it. But essentially in their statement, they said that they had previously received correspondence from Mr. Sekhwale and many others that alleges that billions of rands have been stolen from a fund that has been referred to as the White Spiritual Boy Trust, and which was set up by a foreign donor. So now everyone's calling Tokyo 419 because of this scam. But earlier today, Clement Manyatela, my colleague, spoke to the Treasury DG, Dondo Mogajani, about this apparent donation of money mentioned by Tokyo Sekhwale in this ENCA interview. Have a listen.
Reason for us to say to South Africans yesterday that we think it may be a scam is that, at least in my case, and then from 2010, I may have met thousands and thousands of people who claim to have billions and billions of rand to give, to donate. Between 2010 in particular and 2014, I think. Now, as Chief of Staff to Minister Pravin Gordhan. Now, as Chief of Staff, all these requests and demands and people would come through. And I decided at the time that, you know, because there are so many that claim to assist South Africans, I will engage with them. I will set up a small committee made up of people from the FIC at the time. Mm-hmm. I will ask people from the Reserve Bank. In some cases, I would even ask some state security agency officials to just join me in certain meetings where we engage with these people. And you find that we check them out. Some of them would be people who have been wanted around the world, etc., etc. And we all know that some of them would be scams that want to clean the money because they would not pass basic money laundering tests that the FIC have in place, etc. Now, having been engaged with these people, Mr. Sekhwale then comes with, they did come through to us. I did personally engage with some of the representatives who came through who claimed to have come from him towards the middle to last end of last year. We have engaged, we have directed them to the right offices, Assets Liability Management, and say, if you've got a fund and you want to assist, this is the process, this is who you should deal with. And my colleague, Tepizo Mwashu, engaged with some of them beginning this year, late last year. I think we are correct in our statement to say we think, you know, the Honorable Mr. Sekhwale may have been scammed. We think if he has got proof that such people or money is stolen, obviously the law enforcement agencies are there in South Africa. He'll go to them, he'll engage with them. And if indeed someone brought the money and someone in the Reserve Bank may have stolen, they obviously will be brought to you. But we are of the view that there is none as such. No one has stolen any billion, no one has stolen money for the poor.
So that's Clement Manyatela speaking to the Treasury DG, Dondo Mogajani, earlier today. Let's speak now to Professor Lesiba Tefo, who is the political analyst at the research director at the Democracy and Governance Program at UNISA. Professor, thank you very much for your time today. I mean, on the face of it, it's pretty laughable. Everyone's now calling Tokyo Sekhwale Tokyo 419 because he fell for the scam. Others are suggesting that this could be political aspirations again, that he could be launching another presidential campaign. What's your reading of it?
Yeah, well, I think Dr. Mohajan is well spoken. It affirms some of the thinking that making rounds. But get back to your question. It could be that indeed, and Dr. Sekhwale is trying to launch the silly season of ANC elective conference. He might be saying, yes, indeed, I'm raising my hand once more. I am available. If one takes into account a bit of his history, rightly so, like any other citizen, I think he has vaulting ambitions to be head of state, and there is nothing wrong with that. He tried and failed dismally. Maybe his reading is that at the time it's opportune for him to give it another shot. But it's not far-fetched to surmise that it might have to do with his ambition to assume the mantle of power.
I mean, I do find it far-fetched if you consider that he has already had an aborted attempt and we know his history. And with this kind of interview to launch a presidential campaign, I just don't see the rationality behind it. Is there rationality that I'm missing?
Like I'm saying, his reading could be that the time is opportune, right? And indeed, many of those who would contest with him, depending on how strong your affection is and how strong, by the way, and how deep your pocket is. Remember, black South Africans and Africans in general are not driven and persuaded by ideas rather than what is in it for them. It is the stomach that decides when they go to elections rather than their brains. So he might be reading and he might surprise you and me, by the by, right? That he lost yesterday, it does not necessarily mean. And as you know, very few who are likely strong contenders themselves don't have skeletons, right? He might have failed, but... And but I don't think there is any wrong with him giving it a try. He tried to be our own Donald Trump. He didn't succeed. He tried to be the president of FIFA. He didn't succeed. He tried to be the president, failed dismally. But this could be his time. Never say die.
I mean, anything is possible in this country. You know, like really, the truth is stranger than fiction. Where does Tokyo Sekhwale fall in the very factionalized ANC? Which side is he on?
Well, history would say they are buddies with Ramaphosa, and then he wouldn't necessarily be that close to the other faction, simply because I think there was an attempt at one stage when former President Zuma was faced with so many challenges, legal challenges. I think he tried to persuade him or to convince him to withdraw in his favor. And I think that the fallout became far too strong then. And I don't think he has been forgiven. So I would rather say, yes, he might be this fight, but he might be creating his own faction. And some people may already begin to speculate as who would be his backers or not, especially because he has always had a strong constituency around and in and around Alexander.
Well, Professor, thank you so much for that analysis. Professor Lesiba Tefu from the Democracy and Governance Program at UNISA. What do you think? Do you think that Tokyo Sekhwale still has political aspirations and this is how he's launching it? Or do you think that this is just far too embarrassing for Tokyo 419?